When Janie had finished indoors, she sat down in the barn with the potatoes. But springtime reached her in there, so she moved everything to a place in the yard where she could see the road. The noon sun filtered through the leaves of the fine oak tree where she sat and made lacy patterns on the ground. She had been there a long time when she heard whistling coming down the road. It was a citified, stylish dressed man, with his hat set at an angle that didn't belong in these parts. His coat was over his arm, but he didn't need it to represent his clothes. The shirt with the silk sleeve holders was dazzling enough for the world. He whistled, mopped his face, and walked like he knew where he was going. He was a seal brown color, but he acted like Mr. Washburn or somebody like that to Janie. Where would such a man be coming from, and where was he going? He didn't look her way, nor no other way except straight ahead, so Janie ran to the pump and jerked the handle hard while she pumped. It made a loud noise and also made her heavy hair fall down. So he stopped and looked hard, and then he asked her for a cool drink of water. Janie pumped it off until she got a good look at the man. He talked friendly while he drank. Joe Starks was the name. Yeah, Joe Starks, from in and through Georgie. Been working for white folks all his life. Saved up some money. Round $300, yes indeed, right here in his pocket. Kept hearing about them building a new state down here in Florida and sort of wanted to come. But he was making money where he was. But when he heard all about him making a town all out of colored folks, he knowed that was the place he wanted to be. He had always wanted to be a big voice, but the white folks had all to say so where he came from and everywhere else, except in this place the colored folks was building theirselves. And that was right, too. The man that built things ought to boss it. Let colored folks build things, too. They wants to crow over something. He was glad he had his money all saved up. He meant to get there whilst the town was yet a baby. He meant to buy in big. It had always been his wish and desire to be a big voice, and he had to live nearly 30 years to find a chance. Where was Janie's papa and mama? They dead, I reckon. I wouldn't know about 'em, 'cause my grandma's raised me. She dead, too. She dead, too? Well, who's looking after a little girl child like you? I'm married. You married? You ain't hardly old enough to be weaned. I bet you still crave sugar tits, don't you? Yeah, and I makes and sucks 'em when the notion strikes me. Drink sweetened water, too. I loves that myself. Never specs to get too old to enjoy syrup sweetened water when it's cool and nice. Us got plenty syrup here in de barn. Ribbon cane syrup, if you so desires. Where your husband at, miss? My name is Janie Mae Killick since I got married. Used to be named Janie Mae Crawford. My husband has gone to buy a mule for me to plow. He left me cutting up seed potatoes. You behind a plow? You ain't got no more business with a plow than a hog is with a holiday. You ain't got no business cutting up no seed potatoes neither. A pretty doll baby like you is made to sit on the front porch and rock and fan yourself and eat potatoes that other folks plant just special for you. Janie laughed and drew 2 quarts of syrup from the barrel, and Joe Starks pumped the water bucket full of cool water. They sat under the tree and talked. He was going on down to the new part of Florida, but no harm to stop and chat. He later decided he needed a rest anyway. It would do him good to rest a week or two. Every day after that, they managed to meet in the scrub oaks across the road and talk about when he would be a big ruler of things, with her reaping the benefits. Janie pulled back a long time, because he did not represent sun-up and pollen and blooming trees, but he spoke for far horizon. He spoke for change and chance. Still she hung back. The memory of Nanny was still powerful and strong.